I'm Ken Vincent. The Inland Empire has experienced major economic growth and development, particularly over the past 5 years. UC Riverside political science student and KVCR News intern Ezekiel Ramirez spoke with economist Robert Kleinhans and community organizer Esther Portillo about the changes underway in the Inland Empire's economy.
When people think of Southern California, they often think of Los Angeles, Orange County, or San Diego. But what about the Inland Empire? Does the region have the potential to reach the level of the SoCal giants? According to various economic forecasts, the Inland Empire may already be on its way. The IE has been experiencing remarkable levels of economic growth and development over the last 5 years. Remarkably, the region isn't just performing at the state average, but surpassing it in important areas such as job count. Dr. Kleinhans, Executive Director of Research at the UCR Center for Economic Forecasting and Development, saw similar trends in his work.
So last year in the Inland Empire, we saw a 3.1% increase in total wage and salary jobs, which was among the highest in the state. I think it was the highest rate of growth for all of the major metropolitan areas in the state. And with that was about 44,000 jobs added in the Inland Empire economy. These are good numbers.
The only other place in California that surpassed the Inland Empire at any point in 2017 was Los Angeles. With the increase in jobs, more people are moving to the Inland Empire. Dr. Kleinhans says that this is because housing is more affordable in the IE in comparison to the coastal areas, such as Los Angeles and Orange County. With that said, what does this mean for the region?
We expect to see more increases in home prices, and supply is lean. Construction is increasing, but it's nowhere near where it needs to be. So we'll be seeing some constraints on that growth as we look at 2018 and beyond.
Numbers show that median house prices are soaring in the Inland Empire. Riverside was up about 6%, and San Bernardino was up 8%. Now, in terms of jobs, the IE saw a huge gain in healthcare, transportation, warehousing, leisure, and hospitality.
Construction was a big contributor, but also leisure and hospitality, so that's tourism as well as restaurants and places like that. Healthcare was a big contributor to job gains last year, which is pretty much what we have been seeing for the last several years, even through the recession. We saw a big contribution coming from healthcare. And then important to the local economy, transportation and warehousing added jobs as well.
We can expect similar job growth in 2018. However, one thing the IE doesn't have is an urban core. An urban core is a place where professional sector jobs can be located and foster growth for technology, professional services, architecture, and engineering. Think Silicon Valley. With no specific urban core, many workers commute by car, and this creates congestion on inland freeways like the 91. In addition, the IE is a major logistics transportation hub for Southern California as a whole that creates congestion as well.
With the U.S. economy doing better, with our trade partners doing better, we expect both imports and exports to grow. And roughly 40% of the inbound imports that come into the United States in containers come through Southern California and the Southern California ports. So much of that makes its way through the Inland Empire. That's going to be a growth factor over the next couple of years.
This area has been experiencing large amounts of growth and is expected to continue, which means it'll become a balancing act between making sure growth is accommodated and environmental impacts are taken into consideration. The Inland Empire is notorious for its poor air quality. For 2017, the American Lung Association graded Riverside and San Bernardino counties' ozone and particle pollution levels at an F. Much of this pollution can be traced back to the diesel trucks that operate in the Inland Empire. Esther Portillo, Organizing Director for the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, or CCAEJ, talks about what the continued growth in logistics means for the Inland Empire.
Well, it means you're going to have a lot more sick people in our communities. You're talking about diesel exhaust from trucks, for instance, they're linked to lung disease, asthma, premature death, and chronic heart disease. So, you know, we're going to see more people, especially poor people, getting sick.
Portillo says that we need to hold our elected officials accountable if we want cleaner air.
We believe that if our elected officials actually begin to regulate this industry and really, you know, force them to have zero emission trucks and really create more, you know, green warehouses, we will have better air. We're going to have cleaner air.
Companies are rushing to buy as much vacant land as possible in the Inland Empire. However, they have started buying residential land as well. They have been systematically purchasing people's homes to clear and build more warehouses. Communities of color are the most affected.
they're actually going into communities, mostly communities of color, and buying up residential areas. They're proposing to the counties and to the cities to change the way that their communities look like. Basically, they're making them change from residential to industrial land use, and that's something that we've been seeing more frequently.
Portillo says that if residents of the Inland Empire wish to oppose the construction of warehouses in their communities, they can get involved in their city council meetings or planning commission meetings. Oftentimes, residents aren't notified of upcoming projects in their areas. But efforts in Bloomington and Moreno Valley have shown that cities can successfully stop warehouse projects through civic engagement.
Community coming together and to oppose these projects along with like a legal strategy is very effective. We've seen that at in Moreno Valley, and we're beginning to see it in places like Bloomington, which are unincorporated areas. You know, they're listening. They're talking to AQMD, to CARB, and other, you know, agencies. It can be done.
The growth in the logistics sector may mean great things for the region's economy, but it comes with complications. With a housing shortage, prices trending upwards, the influx of population, and congestion of freeways, the Inland Empire will have to make some adjustments. Based on the numbers, the IE is going to grow and develop more, but these developments will certainly come at a cost. For KVCR News, I'm Ezekiel Ramirez.